From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan, who's away at summer camp. We start the show off with new music from Liz Phair. Liz Phair has just released a new collection of songs, but hardly anybody has noticed. That's because she put the album out by herself on her website over the 4th of July weekend with no label or publicity. The album's called Fun Style, and it's got some pretty strange moments for Phair. She raps on a couple of the tracks. On other songs, she tries her hand at electropop and dance beats with hip-hop samples. But there are also plenty of vintage Liz Phair guitar rock moments with catchy hooks. Give a listen to this song from Fun Style. It's called And He Slayed Her. That's Liz Phair back with her sixth studio album. It's called Fun Style, and that song was And He Slayed Her. Go to LizPhair.com to learn more about why she put the album out by herself. On our recent summer music preview, we talked about Radiohead drummer Phil Selway and how he was coming out with a surprising new solo album. This week, we've got another artist who decided to step out from behind the drum kit and take center stage. Sean Carey got his start as the drummer for Bon Iver, but he's about to release a gorgeous new solo album called All We Grow. It turns out Carey has a beautiful voice and a real gift for songwriting. This song from Sean Carey and the album All We Grow is In the Dirt. That's Sean Carey. His new album, released under the name S. Carey, is called All We Grow, and that song was In the Dirt. All We Grow will be released on the Jag Jaguar label on August 24th. This next cut might not be for everyone, but it's definitely worth a listen. It's by the sound collage band The Books. The New York duo has been making some of the most original and unusual music of the past decade. Their first album in 5 years is called The Way Out. It's a truly inspired mashup of strange beats, audio samples of conversations, found sounds, and on this song, someone's answering machine messages. You could take a lifetime to unpack the story embedded in this cut. From The Books, it's called 30 Incoming.
Hello, Mary. Call to wish you a good evening and wish you good rest and tell you how much I enjoyed your company last evening. It really felt good to lay down next to you. I didn't realize how much I missed that feeling. Thank you. up the telephones up there. Give me a call when you get a chance. If I was her, I'd whip you good.
Good morning, Mary. I thought I'd call you before I left to catch the bus.
From the book's new album, The Way Out, that song was called 30 Incoming, a reference to all the messages left on someone's answering machine. Agent Ribbons is the band name for Natalie Gordon and Lauren Hess. They're based in Austin, Texas, and make what they call minimalist cabaret garage pop. The two have a new album that won't be out until October, which is too bad because I think it's a perfect summer record. From Agent Ribbons, the album is called Chateau Crone, and this song is I'm All Right.
Make it hard.
That's the Austin, Texas-based duo Agent Ribbons from their upcoming album Chateau Cone. The song is called I'm All Right, not to be confused with the Kenny Loggins song of the same name. The Agent Ribbons record will be released on October 12th. A few years ago, I posted a list to the NPR Music website of our best living songwriters. One of the artists I included was David Dondero. David Dondero is a gifted lyricist and storyteller. Connor Oberst of the band Bright Eyes has said Dondero is one of his biggest influences. But after recording and releasing 8 albums in the past decade, Dondero still hasn't found the bigger audience he deserves. His latest record takes a self-deprecating swipe at that. It's called Number Zero with a Bullet. And this is the title track.
Don't mean a thing. Wanna make a record, gotta learn how to sing. Everybody's making them now. No bigger deal, so anyhow. Got lost on the road. No records got sold. Number zero with a bullet. Think you already know it. Sure hope I don't blow it. Manager, he said it's all my fault. Point the finger at yourself and then you figure it out. Manage me into poverty. Sitting in his office looking down on me. Got lost on the road. Got a couple records sold. Number billion with a bullet. Think you already know it. I've been known to blow it. I got too far out past jaded. I got under and overrated. Living on a lamb, gone living on the limb. At the can, now I'm cashing it in. Try to tucker his life. Drove into a twilight. Got 11 hours in. Sleeping 8, start again. Stabbing oblivion. And sheets and hypocrites. So-called friends so full of shit. Tell me how you love me now. It's no bigger deal, so anyhow. Got lost on the road. Got a billion records sold. Number one with a bullet. Here's a finger, you could pull it. Sure, I hope I don't blow it.
That's David Dondero from his upcoming album. That was the title track, Number Zero, With a Bullet. You can see a video of David Dondero performing for our Tiny Desk concert series on the NPR Music website. Just go to npr.org and search for David Dondero. This time last year, we had Bjork on the show to play guest DJ and share some of her favorite music. One of the artists she played for us was Olaf Arnalds, a singer-songwriter from Bjork's native Iceland. Olaf Arnalds is about to release a new album called Innundarskinni, which means within skin. From that album, this is the title track. Icelandic singer Olaf Arnalds performing the title track to her upcoming album, Innundarskinni. It's due out September 21st. Vijay Iyer spent 15 years studying classical violin before getting into jazz. These days, he's a band leader, a producer, a writer, and pianist. In addition to his own original compositions, Iyer has built a reputation for reworking pop and rock songs as jazz tunes. His latest album, Hysterosity, recorded with Iyer's trio, included jazz versions of Stevie Wonder's Big Brother and MIA's Galang. Now Iyer is out with a solo album with more reimagined songs. The album is called simply Solo. See how long it takes you to identify this opening track. That's jazz pianist and composer Vijay Iyer, and the song, in case you couldn't figure it out, was one Michael Jackson made famous on his Thriller album, Human Nature. The new release from Iyer called Solo also features classic tunes by Thelonious Monk and Duke Ellington, along with a half a dozen original pieces. The New York-based rock band Rah Rah Riot released a spectacular full-length debut in 2008 called The Rum Line. Last year, they released a collection of remixes, but now the band is back with a pretty incredible batch of new songs called The Orchard. It's an epic album with soaring strings and fat bass lines. Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie mixed most of the tracks on the record. From Rah Rah Riot and the album The Orchard, this song is called Boy. I'm Robin Hilton. Bob Boylan will be back from summer camp next week. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.